Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 22nd day of March, 2022. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. Our guest tonight, y'all, if you've been listening to this program more than a month, you know who Deborah Tavares is. She's been all over the radio networks, everywhere, sharing information for many years, and information that's come to pass that she's brought up years ago seemed absolutely insane to even bring up, but the things she's talked about has come to pass. Well, tonight is going to be nothing new except a lot more new information. And folks, what she's going to talk about tonight is already happening. But before we get to our guest tonight, don't forget that we're going to have Bible study this weekend. Spatial weekend, generally we don't have it, but on the first and third Saturday, but because we got so far behind, when Phil, our producer, was sick, Phil's going to do a two-hour teaching this weekend. And believe me, folks, Phil Hudlock is an excellent teacher and a journalist, I guess you could say, in exposing things happening. So don't miss this weekend at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. You can go to PastorButch.com and click on live stream and watch Phil there give his presentation. We always start out 10:30, of course, with prayer requests, different things, so you'll be sure and join us. And at 11:30, we'll be into the first hour of Phil's teaching, then come back after a half-hour break at 1 o'clock and finish up with that. So join us on live stream. Just go to PastorButch.com, find it there, or call us on the phone and listen on the phone at 339-209-5013, 339-209-5013. I do a prayer request tonight from Mick. Now, y'all know who Mick is from New Mexico. He called in quite often. Listen, been listening to the broadcast for many years. Mick has some physical problems. Well, I just say he's had some eye problems. He's asking the Lord to heal his problems. So keep Mick in your prayers if you don't mind tonight. And don't forget also, we're offering the book, The Chaplains and Clergy of the Revolution. You should really get it. Folks, that book is phenomenal. If you're a homeschooler or have grandchildren or children that you want to share information with about the people in this nation when it was first started, before 1776 even, and the chaplains and the clergy that stood up and explained to the people what the duties of people were to God, not to the king, you want to copy this book. $21.95 delivered. Another book I'm offering now is Great Britain, American Prophecy. In order to understand prophecy and the future of America and your future, you need a $10 book to understand who you are, your heritage. It's available, folks. It's all right here. You just have to call at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. You can tell Lisa what you want. Use a credit card, debit card, or get her address and write to us. Any way you want to do it. 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And also on our website, PastorBush.com, people tell me to remind you all of this, but I keep forgetting. If you want to donate to us on Donor Box, you can. Some people don't like to send checks or to use credit cards. I understand that. We have Donor Box on there. You just go on there and put on the amount you want to would like to donate to the ministry, and they put it right into our account. And I want to thank you all for doing that. Thank you so much. Now, without any further ado tonight, I want to get to our guest because she has so much to share with you, as usual. Our guest tonight is Deborah Tavares. Like I said, I don't think she needs any introduction to who she is. But if you're a brand new listener tonight, Deborah is a researcher, a journalist, and reporter that has done an excellent job for many years digging into the facts behind the scenes that most people never find and bring to our attention. Deborah Tavares, are you there?
Thank you so much, Pastor Butch. Yes, I am. And again, my name is Deborah Tavares. I run two websites of great importance. The first one and my primary website is stopthecrime.net. My second website is primarywater.org. We are not running out of water. Water is a renewable. And Pastor Butch, I have the sad news that in January, Paul Power, who is a world water, primary water expert, died unexpectedly. There's suspicions of surrounding his death, of course. And then just a few weeks ago, another engineer in a different company that deals with primary water, again, a renewable resource of water where we're not running out, also died. So they're trying to eliminate the reality that we have water that is endless and it's under our feet and easy to get to. But today's program is going to be about a number of things. It's going to be about global brain chips and nanomachines in our body. We're trapped. We are all trapped in a circular economy and a never-ending cycle of violence. What is a circular economy? I've spoken about that many, many times. It's an economy of reuse. Everything is going to be recycled and reused. Every single thing. So imagine there's nothing to be thrown away. If they're food scraps, you are going to be re-eating them. If it is your waste in your wastewater sewer treatment plants, you will be drinking that. And in fact, that's a solution, presumably now, for the fact that we're running out of water. So I'm going to be really hoping that everybody will open their eyes and see things how they really are. And we're going to cover this global brain chip document and nano. I have posted this on my website. So if you go to stopthecrime.net, you will find it under source docs or hot topics. I am doing an email blast out on this today later. So if you have signed on to Stop the Crime, you could also receive it that way as well. So let's talk about this. This is no new news, but I think at the time that this was news, people could not digest it. At the time, I think predominantly people were having a very difficult time in general, believing that the use of frequencies and energy weapons and harvesting our energy as people, using us as batteries, was just far too out of most people's ability to consider that as possible. So I have on my website this document, Global Brain Chip and Mesogens. And mesogens are nanomachines for the ultimate control of not only false memories and false realities, but everything else. And mesogens, as a definition, are liquid crystals that have not only have a specific smart function, but are used as the platform in developing the new film transmitting nano ultra thin film coatings for biological sensors that have been used in brain chipping. So most everyone that is listening, you have been chipped. Many people find that hard to believe. Many people don't believe they've been chipped, but I have been certainly talking to targeted individuals for decades. And it's very important to know that I've personally worked with many, many targeted individuals who have been personally subjected to these horrors and who themselves are having mind and body alterations and procedures done to them by some of the same institutions worldwide, including predominantly out of the United States, that are listed in this brain nano document that I've referred to. There's a list of some of the agencies involved in this brain and nano chipping. I have heard the suffering and the pain from these hybrids. When you are nano-chipped and you are being transformed into a transhumanism, you are a hybrid. And I was there for many targeted individuals through the most darkest days, trying to help them get their messages out. And I have a video that I reposted entitled Jeff Murray and Deborah Tavares that I did in 2014. Jeff was murdered in May of 2021. So targeted people are trying to get their message out. Again, people need to understand the type of technology that has been developed and used on all these folks is real. The goal is to completely take over one's human biological functions and replace them with synthetic digital interfacing systems in many, many, many forms, and this has already been accomplished. I had targeted individuals telling me that they could be forced to have a bowel movement as they were walking through a parking lot. That's just one small example. Besides being tortured and hit with frequencies and overhead satellites where they're unable to sleep or think, where their bodies swell up and new chips are found on their bodies. So they're connecting our brains, and this is making headlines with, of course, Elon Musk's company Neuralink. And when you combine the horrific testing and killing of all the test monkeys and animals used to prototype the brain implants with the vision of self-driving cars and trucks, we can only begin to see all the risks and human atrocities that are happening today with big tech and big pharma and big government's quest to control all of humanity, our thoughts, our feelings, our actions, our brainwaves, erasing memories, creating memories, even remotely causing you to have sex when you have not a desire to do so. But they're defining how long we live and creating assassins out of many of us. This tech is being sold as a benefit for those with severe brain and spinal cord injuries, for quadriplegic and accident survivors. But the real reason for pushing this tech is to own, control, manipulate all of us on the planet. This would include our animals as well. We'll talk about that, controlling insects, your dogs, etc. Why do you think your dogs have RFID chips in them? And your cats, many animals now, are all chipped up. So are the fish, by the way. But our planet, we are humans, assets and human resources in a corporation of Earth, Inc. We're being hive-mined into computer systems that are turned on, off, upgraded, or discontinued, a.k.a. slowly eliminating or causing suicides and killing many of us. We reside in an orchestrated world of scripts. This is all pre-scripted that are created to play out in real time, all the time. Examples of pre-scripting, and this is only a minimal example, would be the Georgia Guidestones, Agenda 21 through Agenda 2050, and many agendas in between. The Global Reset with Klaus Schwab, the International Bankers, the World Bank, they all have scripting. The Deagle.com, depopulation maps and disclosures, and many, many other plans, including the report from Iron Mountain. And I've discussed this for many years. It's up on our doorsteps now. So let's get in to this document that I've posted that you can all easily download. Again, it is on stopthecrime.net, and it is on my resource document tab. Or it is posted under Hot Topics. So I'm going to go back to page 31, and I'm going to read this to you, and you can pull this document for yourself and take a look. But here is the conclusionary summary of the brain chip document and the nano. It says integration of nanotechnology into the biosensory world is used to monitor and control human life. The majority of high-impact technologies that utilize brain-computer interfaces as a brain chip or biosensor would be for the following reasons. Control and monitoring of the brain and all bodily functions. Yes, they do that. Control and monitoring of the behavior of individuals. Yes, they do that. They create assassins, as I said. They create continuous pain and suffering. Another is sending and receiving verbal commands. This is oftentimes called voice-to-skull technology, V2K. And that is very regularly done, and many people are getting subliminal messaging, whether you realize it or not. You will have a strange thought or something will enter your mind. You really have to ask yourself, is this your thought? Most often, it's really not. A stimulation of bioelectrical transmissions within the neurotrees of the nerves. In other words, remotely, your nerves can be stimulated and you can receive pain. Even though it's not really pain, you can be given the illusion of pain, although obviously they can and do create pain itself. They also say that this is to be utilized as a listening device for remote sensing and monitoring, and to be used as a transmitter for listening on conversations with any specific area that the individual may be in where the device has been implanted in them. In other words, you can be in a location, you can be chipped, but there are other ways now to listen in on your conversations and actually see through your eyes of what you are seeing and translate that back through frequencies to the controllers. Another point on this page 31, if there is a digital computer component to the device, it could be used to capture visual transmissions as walking, talking, monitoring system, a high-tech intrinsic spying system, specifically for industrial and military espionage. Now, you all need to know, and I will cover this in a moment after I go through this document, you are the enemy. We are in a corporation. We are not in a lawfully organized country, as we have been mind-controlled already into believing that we're in. But there are many other aspects that are related to multiple-use applications of the messagens. Now, messagens, again, they're machine nano. And they go on to tell us that we are enslaved by a man-made brain chip that is dispersed in the air, shot at us with microwave, then controlled by your TV, computer, or cell phone. Now, I want to add this. A number of years back, I interviewed Barry Trower from the UK. I have that video up. It's called The Cooking of Humanity. Cell phones are a weapons system. And all of us now, through dopamine, convenience, etc., most people are using cell phones. You need to be very careful when you're in an area where there are cell phones, which is why we recommend that you buy a digital device to track the levels of frequencies so that you can leave when there's too many frequencies in that area. Again, go to stopthecrime.net to our solutions page, and you'll see where you can get those. When these materials interface into the human, they become transhuman, controlled by another transhuman who may have very well been a human at one time. From one transhuman to another. And that's horrific to consider. Absolutely horrific to consider, but this is our reality. This is important to understand where this document was presented at the 3rd Annual War Council of the Natural Solutions Foundation on January 8th of 2012. And the topic was derailing the genocide agenda. Well, of course, that was not possible, is not possible. But attendance was at the Holiday Inn in New New Jersey, and it was a webinar, and it was broadcast live on internet radio. Did any of you happen to hear this? Likely not. Likely not. So some of the organizations, the nefarious organizations that are involved in this type of neuro operations is UCLA in Los Angeles. There are many, many. Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles. There are many names that you can read on page 2 of this document. But I think it's important to know that the nano are liquid crystals, and they've not only specific smart functions, but are used as a platform in developing new thin film for transmitting nano. And here's a quote from a man who said, although technological powers will be vast and progress will be made, the normal level of societal resistance and political statement is likely to oppose the change. So all of you listening, do you think you oppose this change? Well, good luck. They've already taken over your minds remotely. Why do you think there are cell towers and Gwen towers? Why do you think all of you have wireless Wi-Fi and digital devices and the smart grid that interconnects in your communities with a home area network to wire you all up wirelessly into the hive mind reality of sheer and absolute mind control? So the paper addresses specific case studies and the removal of some of these chips. And it's very interesting to read what happens with these removals, but I can tell you that they tell us here that many of the individuals found these chips in their nasal passages. Within a week of each other, there were three people that were literally able to remove some of these chips. And these people were from the United States to New York to Saudi Arabia. This is how vast this program is. It is vast. It is worldwide. And it goes on to say that messages pertain to or are relating to the capacity of a virus to lethally infect embryonic hosts after a short incubation period, but it is capable of infecting immature or adult hosts. In other words, the nano, the messagen in this particular report, has a host-parasite relationship in which the parasite dominates, but the host usually survives. Now, let me explain a couple of things about that. We all have Morgellons, Morgellons, dispersed in our bodies. These are self-replicating nanowires that have been injected into us from the overhead aerosol geoengineering or chemtrailing programs, also in our water and food supplies as well. This is in everything. I, on many prior events, learned from Clifford Carnicom how to use a specific combination of a magnifying glass and a light and held it up against our skin, and you can actually see the luminescent wires under your skin. It is interesting, to say the least. Interesting is not the word I would like to use, but you may find it interesting. I would recommend you all try it. The statement is right on target for how the nano liquid crystal phase and the other nano architectural design smart functions would interact with biological systems of the human brain or other target organs. In other words, not just your brain, but other organs too, of designed choice. And it has payloads. And they're triggered by frequencies. And to understand the technology of the messagens or the nanomachines and their multiple smart functions, uses for sensory and or payload delivery systems and other related aspects of their design, we must remember that the messagens, again, or the nanomachine, is the tool or the device, like the wheel on a car for the nanomachine. The nanomachines can be designed to become the robot or surgical scalpel, camera, the voice within your skull, or even the false collective consciousness were integrated into a computer system for collective mind control as a global brain. Now, we've all heard about hive mind. This is it. We're not only talking about a one-world economic global system of everything, we're also talking about a singular mind where everything is merged. Now, I'm going to whip through this document because I have a number of other documents and books I would like to recommend, but they do talk about defining nano-advanced materials in their use as biological brain chips. This is on page 12. It says, many in the fields of health, safety, and environmental engineering have recognized the complex mixture that form when chemicals combine with another, which can create extremely hazardous situations. These materials are usually in the form of a solid liquid gas or may be frozen as a cryogenic substance. I want to add something here. Many of you know that Breitbart was murdered, likely by the CIA gun that was used to kill him with a frozen, literally rather than a bullet, it was a frozen small injection that was shot that had poison in it that autopsies don't even reveal the poison. So heart attacks are going to be more prevalent, particularly that was an old-fashioned way. They do that often, though, still, but particularly in combination with frequencies, as we are discovering. And they talk about how the difference with the nanostructures is based on their synthesis into the one-dimensional or two-dimensional. I'm not going to go into all of this. Some of it is a little too technical for a program such as this. But I absolutely want to say frequencies are very important because specific frequencies are used to cause nano to react and make it a specific structural trigger to react and send an electrical impulse or monitor its terrain. Now, its terrain, they say in this document, includes the land, air, sea, or even the human body. So now many of you already know that we have the underwater Internet of Things, in other words, underwater, under the ocean. Now, we can presume that why we are seeing so many large mammals beaching themselves on the coastline is certainly their directional ability has been impacted by the frequencies that is being emitted by these evil psychopathic controllers that are doing this to all of us. But they talk about how specimens were collected in June of 2010 from Los Angeles, New York, and Saudi Arabia, and from the nasal bulb, in other words, the end of your nose, and there were three separate individuals that showed analytical testing that were made up of the same materials, and it included a nano claw and hooks.
Now, Hang on through the break. A lot more talk about folks. Don't go away. I hope you're recording this. If you want a copy of it, you can get it. But this is very important stuff. Please don't go away.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought three mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using three sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America: cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demander Foods, the best in store foods, bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demander a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Folks, we are back to listen to Deborah Tavares, and you need to check out her website, stopthecrime.net. Stopthecrime.net. And we were discussing during the break there the spiritual aspects of this. Folks, this is all prophesied in your book. It's called the Bible. People have been GMO'd. They were in the Old Testament before the flood. This is nothing new. And it's catching, it's really gaining pace at a very rapid speed. Go ahead, Deborah.
It absolutely is. Absolutely. One of the final comments that I will make about this document that all of you can pull up or subscribe and get the email blast out is that in the testing that they did on some of these folks, they found a reddish material, and it was thought to be human blood, but it had no iron in it during their analysis. And iron must be present in blood to be human blood. They found that the specimen could not be cut with a scalpel. A diamond cutter had to be used on the specimen to cut it. And they found out that the analysis was hydrolyzed animal protein. It wasn't only human blood. So all of you, you've got animal in you. You absolutely have animal in you already. So go to the Global Brain Chip Messaging document on stopthecrime.net. Download it. I'm going to go into another document quickly, and then I've got to go into the foundational cause of how this was allowed to happen and other information, because we absolutely need to put a foundation under this insanity of science that is wheeling mind control, taking our emotions away, controlling us completely. So I've had on my website for years, it's part of a flyer that people have been able to download, and this came out of a lecture in New York City in the winter of 1994. And so that's a long time ago. And we were told in that excerpt that this would be the year of massive doses of electronic mind control programming, thought intrusion, and brain biogenetic manipulations with commerce scale. They say that the projects are no longer experimental. They are fully operational. Field testing is over. The entire arsenal of frequencies has been unloaded, not only in the United States, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and Mexico, but all other locations as well, as part of stage one of the first protocol. I won't read this entirely, but it says, two, beware of visions, voices, and strange psychokinetic phenomenon. Beware of TVs, computers, movies, radios, and phones. Also, many books and magazines, newspapers, and printed advertisements and posters will have and contain encrypted hidden subliminal holograms. Now, I'm going to pause right there. An example would be to type in Disney and type in encrypted sexualization for our children and see how Disney has the 666 in their logo the way they write Disney. This is just an example. So I go on. In addition to the obvious programming of commercial consumerism and marketing, reason behind all the subliminals that we're all receiving and the electronically compressed information in movies and commercial television, Hollywood videos, radio, and telephones, and now encrypted and printed matter, it affects our brain's neural networks and functions through select frequencies and their harmonics to diminish our will. Now, I want to also focus or point out the harmonics of music and how the lyrics and the sound were changed to literally foment mind control in harmonics. You can look that up. So it diminishes our will, our individuality, and creativity of all of us individually. Furthermore, they tell us that the protocols were intended to give the essence of the commands, obey the law, do not question authority, government is your God, do as you are told, and God is talking to you. Now, there is subliminal messaging that was used in the Iraq War and in Desert Storm as well, and it was technology that they used with the idea that God was talking to them. But do as you are told, and God is talking to you. Also, erratic thoughts of anger, fear, depression, and wanton sexuality are also included. This causes utter confusion in individuals who don't know where these strange thoughts are coming from. Well, now all of you do. So I want to move into a book that I highly recommend. I could continue on with psychotronic weapon systems and how the technologies have long been thought to be impossible by the majority of people and have been relegated as science fiction, but the fact is that scientists have developed this technology into a reality at least 30 plus years ago and started experiments on millions of unwitting people worldwide. Psychotronics, it's important to know, is the ability of using extremely low frequencies, they call them ELF waves, and other means to manipulate a person's emotions, thought, bodily functions, our will, and etc., and all forms of remote location. Using this technology on a person and an entire population can literally be controlled like a robot with a remote control, and this is already being done. So I can give you a test to find out if you are already under mind control, and if you are voting or think that you can vote in a new president, you are massively under mind control. And I'm going to give you some information that will tell you about that. And you can get this from StopTheCrime.net. You can download this book called The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America, by Judge Dale, a retired judge. Now, I want to say, when my friend released this a long while back, she was massively attacked by the CIA and fusion centers. So I haven't brought this book back to conversation for quite some time, but you can certainly have this printed and shipped to you. I think the cost is $7.50, which does not include shipping. It's a small book. It's only about 114 pages or so, and the pages are half the size of an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. It's a quick, easy read. It is most important. So it's called The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America by Judge Dale, and you can order it on StopTheCrime.net or download it for free, or you can request a copy be copied and sent to you, and I would recommend you consider doing that because you'll want to use this as a workbook. It's fascinatingly interesting about the hidden history of this country. And you can request a copy by emailing email at arccopy.com. I will repeat, email at ARC, and then the word copy, so there are two C's together, email at arccopy.com, and you can request a copy. I'm going to read just a couple of things in here to you so that you will understand the enormity of the situation we're in. This is a foundational requirement to understand what has happened to us here in this country. We are in a corporation, and the success of the private corporation relies heavily upon the ability of all of us to accept this as a constitutional country where we're not. This corporation is driven by the chiefs of staff, politicians, bankers, judges, priests, and lawyers to convince teachers, police, soldiers, and the general public of its authority. Two major problems exist with this private corporation because everything that the corporate board of directors, which is the European royal elite, and the bankers out of Israel also, decide is always recorded somewhere. And this is on page one. Then they talk about would it interest you to know that historically every documented skirmish, global catastrophe, and war that ever occurred on Earth since ancient Babylon has been a well-planned, staged event orchestrated by the royal elite classes of the world with a focus on mind, crowd, population control, and the simulation of commerce, the stimulation of commerce, in other words, making money? After all, the European Board of Directors makes their money off of commerce, and unfortunately, wars and catastrophes generate more income and spending than tranquility and peace. Do they care that people might die? Like all sociopaths, they actually plan on it. So you can think about the Ukraine right now, which we see in prime time on Living Color on CNN, which we were told in the NASA war documents would be shown to us, so that we would be quite accustomed to watching people over there being murdered. Well, you are not escaping the war techniques that you see being used by a traditional weapon system in Ukraine. They're using war weapon systems on us, a silent weapon system here. When you look at all the fires most recently in Texas, along with all the tornadoes, the fires here where I am in Northern California, and now the severity of the drought that they have manipulated and created to tell us we are now running out of water. So, in this book, it also says, would it interest you to know that the first CIA agency for the United States was completely staffed by former Nazi SS and OSA officers with the blessings of President Harry S. Truman and the United States Congress, and they placed World War II flying ace Wild Bill Donovan in the figurehead position as director in order to sell the CIA to the American public? Would it shock or even concern you to learn that the Patriot Act is a carbon copy of the Nazi Constitution of the 1940s? This is on page 2. You need to know these things. You need to know how history was rewritten, and this will help put a light onto the enormity of the science now that has been rolled out, and the Klaus Schwabs of this world, and all the other Bill Gates and the Elon Musks and all of them in this world are operating. Goes on to suggest that history tells us that the Allies defeated the Nazi war machine, when in fact Churchill and Hitler were close friends and Masonic brothers. Did you know that? Queen Elizabeth called Adolf Hitler uncle, and Adolf's real name was Baron Rothschild. Maybe some of you knew this. He was a member of the European royal family. Did you ever wonder why the Queen's royal palace was never touched during the Nazi aerial bombing of England? Two investigative journalists covered these facts, and when they attempted to expose the Churchill Elizabeth situation, they were arrested and imprisoned for 33 years without formal charges or a trial. Now, 33 years, 33 is a significant Masonic number. Again, these are just some highlights that I'm discussing out of the Great American Adventure, Secrets of America, which is a free download off of stompthecrime.net. Did you know that the overthrow of the Constitution by President Washington was no real loss to America, because the Constitution had actually been converted into a business plan designed to benefit the Founding Fathers and not the American people? Did you know that? This information may not correspond with what we learned and what was pounded into our brains in school during forced public school education, but it is a fact. America factually continued to operate under the privately owned corporation of the Virginia Colony until March 9th of 1933. Then that corporation was dissolved by President Franklin D. Roosevelt upon the passage of the Emergency Banking Act, at which time he instituted a new privately owned corporation called United States Incorporated. Do you know that we're traded on the New York Stock Exchange? We are a corporation. They tell us here on page 6 that it is a privately owned corporation called the United States Inc., which is registered in France and recorded under the Vatican Corporation of Rome. You may find that a little bit surprising. The American Bar Association is a foreign union, and its members are all working in collusion with Israel, the British Empire, the Vatican, Rothschild and Rockefeller banking empires, Congress, and the elite to undermine America. All attorneys are agents of a foreign power who swear allegiance to that foreign power, the Queen of England, and more. Did you know that? Probably not. Very important to read this book. The Egyptian pagan symbol of the all-seeing eye on our $1 bill at the top of the pyramid is still used today and appears on the reverse side of all of our Federal Reserve notes. It's printed by the bankers of Israel who own and control the Federal Reserve system in America. The use of this symbol is intended to identify these European bankers as Freemasons and Illuminati members. Illuminati members. Several of the manipulations they employed were designed to drive the people into conflict and war. Well, they're doing an excellent job, wouldn't you say? Because I'm saying that we have been in war repeatedly, and we are in a war of attrition here in the United States with a silent weapons frequency system and the continuous assaults of weather weapon systems, which are unacknowledged. So you can test your mind control ability, or how massively you are mind controlled, if you don't believe that the weather is manipulated. It is a large scale intentional manipulation of the Earth's weather. We're saying worldwide, the Earth. So several of the manipulators employed were designed to drive the people into conflict and war, to strengthen them through competition and to reduce their population growth and to profit from the sale of arms. What are we doing right now? Aren't we selling arms to the Ukrainian people, urging them on a battle of technology, equipment, bombs, guns that aren't necessary anymore, when they use drones and directed energy weapons? I hope all of you see this. And they go on to say their additional goal was to strengthen their influence over the King of England and regain control over their English slaves. And this is how Freemasonry became so central to the development history of both America and England. And I think it's important to also understand how the Rothschilds influenced the United States and still are. We do know, in fact, that the utilities in this country are all run. We're talking about the electric grid, the gas grid, in the United States of America and worldwide. We're all deployed through Rothschild LLC. And I've told this story many times. I was in San Francisco at the annual shareholders meeting at Pacific Gas and Electric when they introduced Mr. Rothschild as one of the attendees. And years back when I followed that up, I could easily type in Pacific Gas and Electric and Rothschild and boom, all that information came up. Fortunately, I have it on my website, but it's not so easily found now because they've reduced your ability as ease that I had back in those days. But the fruit of the European and royal endeavors resulted in the First World War, and they financed both sides of the war. The financing contracts with those nations were arranged, just as the wars are happening right now. They're all arranged through the Rothschild banking empire, and was conditioned in that regardless of who wins or loses, both nation countries, now we're talking about the First World War, that both nation and country shall be responsible for the war debt, which shall be paid back in gold with interest, and usually included a lien upon each nation's treasury, which ensured the European royal family's future control over the legislators of all the governments. Okay? And during World War II, they say a great many types of gas and germ warfare were implemented. We're talking about World War I. A great many types of gas and germ warfare was implemented by both sides. The Illuminati took advantage of this type of warfare and released airborne flu virus in the United States and in Europe to help reduce the world's population of their weaker, less virile members. This flu virus would later be known as influenza and will be used by the Illuminati many more times in the future. We are being massively, massively attacked worldwide, worldwide. Now, I could go on and tell you more in this book, but I would urge all of you, please, read this from my website, stopthecrime.net, or download it for free or order it at email at arccopy.com. Now, I want to say this. We are in a cycle of violence. It is an intentional cycle wherein we are trapped into methods in which behavior is all violent. We're talking about between relationships, between media, between your children in school. Everything is within a cycle of violence. There's gang stalking, there's name calling, there's bullying. That's just standard mode of operation worldwide. So I want you to think about a circle by holding your fingers together and creating a circle with your thumbs together, and put inside that cycle of violence, which is extremely important to do, put inside of that cycle the goals now within the reuse of all materials worldwide. This is called the circular economy. We are trapped where everything must be reused, including our sewer and wastes. That is to be made drinkable. In fact, here there are many areas where they're now polluting the ground, using it as water to keep larger vegetation alive. I want to add this. I found this, and of course we know that the metaverse is a mirage. It's a Zuckerberg creation along with the world bankers. He doesn't do these things on his own. But I found this article that they are creating the ability to feel pain in the metaverse, including bird pecking at your skin. And this is thanks to a Japanese startup. And what's important to understand is you will not escape this cycle of violence. They say that the ability to create technology in the metaverse is working on creating real-life pain experiences for the metaverse. And they have a wristband that is the key to you feeling the pain in the metaverse. And there are many people that are self-inflicting of pain. This is going to be largely, used because there's so many people that are needing to feel something, whether it's pain. Joy is not so easily able to come by anymore. They say the startup is working in the metaverse wristband to be used alongside the virtual reality headset. And it works by electronically stimulating a wearer's arm muscle. Now, feeling pain, they say, enables us to turn the metaverse world into a real world with the increased feelings of presence and immersion. We are all being marched into a meta world of an illusion, a mirage. This is a building into where we already are. People that vote, people that fill out forms. I just received a request recently to mail a letter to some local legislators to try to stop some of the policies that are happening. These are all CIA operations to get you to send letters to a corporation that doesn't work for you, does not work for you. I'm seeing I have minutes left, Pastor Butch, and I want to add this because, again,
About two minutes.
Okay. It's important to know that there are agencies that have stored voices of tens of millions of people by phone tapping. And these voice samples are used to identify voice prints and spoof people using all forms of communication. Voice transmission trickery was used in Desert Storm and the Iraq Wars. Now, I could go on. There's another book I've posted on my site I highly recommend. Please download The Matrix Deciphered. It's a psychic warfare, top secret mind interfacing technology. Again, The Matrix Deciphered, psychic warfare, top secret mind interfacing technology. You will all be stunned. And oftentimes by knowing these things, you will not be so easily mind controlled. And there are definitely some things you can do. And certainly one of those things would be to reduce the wireless frequencies in your surrounding. But again, this is Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net. This program also will be posted on StopTheCrime.net on our Odyssey video channel. I will keep you all posted from Northern California as we hear about the horrendous water constraints, which will affect all the states from the Mississippi River out to the Pacific Ocean.
All right, Deborah, we are flat out of time. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. We'll be in touch again in the very near future, okay?
Thank you so much.
God bless, sweetheart. Folks, we're back tomorrow with you tomorrow night. We're going to be talking to Pastor James Coates from Canada. Pastor Archer has a hearing tomorrow about whether we can get out of jail or not tomorrow on bond. So pray for Pastor Archer also. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.